We learned before that you're not allowed to carry from your house into somebody else's chatzer. Now we have a case of there's a well in between two houses. So the well is like a chatzer also. And the well is belongs to both people. So if they didn't make a Erev for the well, so they won't be able to draw from the well into the houses, because the well is communal area and the house is a private area. So how do you split it up without making Erev? So both of Shtei Chatzeres Ein Memaro Mimeno, or in a fashion that you cannot make a Erev that's outside of the chatzer, in a fashion that you can't make it. But Kofan didn't make Erev Chatzeres on this well. So Ein Memaro Mimeno B'Shabbos, you cannot draw from any one of the two houses from this well, because as we said before, the well belongs to both of them, the house is a private area. Elkin Otzel Mechitza Gavur Atzeres Chatzer. You have to make a mechitza that divides the well in half, and then as long as you dip your bucket in from your side of the well, we say the water that you take from your side is considered your water, the water you take from his side is considered his water. Now it has to be bay milamato, whether the mechitza is 90% under the water and just the top is over the water, or bay mitos oikonoi, or whether the mechitza is within the ditch of this well, even though it's not touching the water. In other words, it has to be within the mechitza has to be in the well itself, in the walls of the well. But the question is, or the discussion over here is, does it have to be in the water or not? And that was saying, as long as it's recognizable above the water and it's within the confines of the well, it's good enough. Whether most of it is underneath the water or if it's above the water level. Shem Gamliel Oimim Beishami Oimim Mila Mata. Beishami says that it has to be dafka in the water. Beishami Oimim Mila Mata, even if it's not underneath the water, as long as it's in the walls of the well, it's a good enough mechitza. He says mechitza shouldn't be better than the wall on top of them. And he says that as long as you have a wall on top of the well, even though it's not going into the well at all, that's good enough. We pass the analogy of Yudah. The mechitza has to be in the well, but it doesn't have to be in the water. It could be above the water. Yeah.